It's Kristen in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. One thing that we find quite enjoyable is going on to Facebook and finding people are going at it because, number one, they don't have a life. Number two, they still don't have a life.
You know what? And it's the ones that don't have lives that always have the best arguments.
They really do.
The best catfights come out of the most airheaded broads, if you will.
Airheaded broads.
Airheaded broads.
Yes. Well, absolutely. Today we actually have a foursome. Ramon, Katia, Susie, and Dave. This will be a gem.
I think so.
All right. I'll play Katia. Shady, you play Ramon. And then, of course, Aaron, you're going to play the other two.
Ah, yes.
Dave.
Side characters. Yes. This was sent to us by Dave.
He's been in
a previous Facebook fighting. Nice guy.
Okay. All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
Dude, I don't even know why I put up with chicks anymore. I was hooking up with this hot chick. She was one of Katya's friends. I won't say which one, but I think you all know who it is. Well, we were about to get it on when she ruined it. She had just finished with me, and I was feeling pretty good about that night. Then all of a sudden, she laid back and expected to do the same thing for her. Guys like me don't do that. I have too much dignity for that. She was being so selfish and gross about it. Who needs it anyway?
Yeah, you have so much dignity, Ramon. That must be why you're whining about a girl out on Facebook. I mean, how can she be selfish if she did your little thing first? A girl needs some love too, and it's guys like you that make us hate sex. Honestly, it's probably better that you walked out before she could even endure the terrible experience you were offering.
Oh my God, would you both please be quiet? It's the most embarrassing. I even hooked up with Ramon in the first place. Can we not talk about it here?
Well, fine. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't want to play your pink accordion. I just don't like doing it. I have a weak gag reflex, unlike you, Katya, and you need to shut the f*** up with all that feminism stuff. All of a sudden, it's like expected of me or something to be a woman's pleasure center. If I wanted a taco platter, I'd go to Taco Bell.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Sorry, Ramon. I didn't realize our snappers were such an obligation for you. Being a big ass hat must be so hard for you with all of our feminist ideas like a woman enjoying sex. You best get off your stage, boy, before we pull you off.
Hey guys, maybe it's just the opinion of your old youth pastor here, but I think you should use Facebooking for more positive things. Like, I try not to judge, but it's hard when you kids are talking about such ghastly things. If you ever want to talk, you can come hang out at the church with me. We can play some Mario Kart, just shoot some hoops. You got your pal Dave here. My ears are always open.
Really, Dave? No offense, bro, but this probably isn't the conversation for you. We're here talking about Susie's Venus flytrap and why I don't want to put my face near it. Katya's being more peachy than you about it. I'm done with this whole thing.
See, man? Way to be the bigger person. By the way, if you should check out my YouTube series, Vlogging for Jesus, it's some good family-friendly comedy. Like and subscribe here, man.
Oh my God, we have gotten so off topic here. Can all you guys please just shut up for a bit? This isn't that hard. Just be nice to women and stop whining that they expect things from you, okay? All right, fine now. I'm done. All right, wow. That was a very...
A lot going on.
Yeah, a lot going on in a certain area. So there you have it. Now we are actually going to be speaking with our boy Ramon. Ramon, what is going on, man, with you and being very, I don't know, intricate with the woman's lady part there?
Absolutely, man. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm not intricate at all. I mean, I just feel like I'm just like, I know what I like. I know what I don't like. And I'm just, honestly, I'm just honest about it. Like, that's what everybody's not understanding. It's like, I'm just being honest. Okay, which is like a quality that women f***ing love in guys. So I'm just being upfront and just being like, no. Okay,
you know,
like I'm good on tacos.
There's things you gotta.
Oh my gosh.
There's things you gotta lie about, man. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm just gonna put it.
No,
in,
see,
in
that's
a,
why. Honestly, I mean, no disrespect. I'm just a
better
man than you.
You're
just. Oh wow.
Okay, I don't need to like come in here and be like no like. I got to do everything right, the way women want. Like, that's bullshit.
All right, cool your jets for a second.
Wow.
Now,
he's angry.
Now, if you were in a woman's shoes, and, you know, I'm sure that you like to, you know, you like the reciprocating part of that. Mm-hmm. Do you not?
Yeah, it's called f***ing. That's
Jesus.
Yeah, that's eventually what it leads up to, but, you know, that's...
Wow.
Wow, you know, man, you seem like you
know
what you want.
I don't know, it's kind of hot that he's so, like, aggressive with that word.
I was going to say, he's very, very aggressive and knows what he wants.
You call me on the radio here, like, you're attacking me and shit. Look, Katya, like, all these, look, I'm just saying, I can get you, you give me, like, hold on, let me just see, I can pull out my phone.
Yeah, let's
I'll
see.
I'll text some women.
Yeah,
how many?
You call
six,
in,
seven,
okay,
eight, nine.
And like confirm this. They love it.
Oh my God, you're killing me, dude. I love it. Well, lo and behold, I don't think Katya, you love it so much, do you, girl?
No, not at all, actually. Why are you being so crazy about this? Like, I don't understand why you think women are going to go for this. Like, what is the big deal?
I'm not saying the women are going to go for it one way or the other. I'm just saying that for me, my preference is some people like mayonnaise.
I think they're scared.
Some people don't.
Maybe he is scared, you know?
And it's ridiculous to me. You won't put your face in it, but you'll put your most valuable thing into it. Like,
doesn't make no sense.
What is that?
I'm just saying that it's just something that, for me, I think it's very natural to put my most powerful thing in it.
Okay. Most powerful.
I think that's very different.
Wow.
Okay, so it's not even really meant to do that. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a very different thing. Okay, like, it's just like apples and Taco Bell.
This guy's hilarious.
You know what I mean? They don't go together.
So I'm just assuming that you, Ramon and Katia, have you ever tried to do the shebang or lay down or taco, whatever
you
do?
Right, did you ever try to do the taco talk?
I don't know.
Taco talk, yeah.
Taco talk, that's good, to put it lightly.
Well, I mean, no. I mean, I feel like there was one drunk night or something, but, like, honestly, like...
Yeah, you were drunk.
Maybe I can play piano, but I'm not getting all, like... You know what I mean? I'm not riding the wave.
Do you think you would give it another shot, though, man? With the right, you know, environment and candles and ambiance, maybe some Al Green in the background?
No. But here's the thing. I don't want to... do this again.
Oh, okay.
It's ridiculous.
I figured
that. He's disgusting. Like, he's disgusting.
Oh, come on. Are you f***ing lost? What are you talking about? Oh,
disgusting, aggressive, all the above. Yeah. Welcome
Seriously,
to manhood, my friend.
You're so grossed out by the female form, and like, that's fine. You can go not touch someone else.
Yeah. I'm Amen. Just assuming, Ramon, when you lay in bed, you have a mirror above your bed that you just look at yourself at.
Oh, yeah. One of those.
Well, no, I mean, it's not like a, it's like there's three panels of mirrors.
Oh, yeah,
like
it's not just one mirror.
That's awesome.
I've got a whole surround system to watch my homemade.
All right.
You're a garbage person.
Yeah, that about sums it up.
All right,
I mean,
so,
look, I'm just saying at the end of the day, I'm being honest, and a lot of you out there are just like diving in and like coming up for air every 5 minutes lying. Okay?
It is so, my breeze.
Like, you can throw all the shade you want. I'm just telling you how it is.
No need to throw my name under the bus in this, okay?
Yeah, it's something Shady enjoys doing.
Yeah, no, you know. Yeah, come on
now. Good point.
Thank you.